welcome to St. Joseph's podcast. Today we are going to speak about our lovely topic for this week, Pilgrims of Hope. Let me welcome you to this week's hosts. My name is Giancarlo and I am from Year 6 Violet. Our other host is...
My name is Athena and I'm from Year 6 Violet.
My name is James and I am from Sapphire in Year 4.
For our first question, Athena is going to put forward...
What is a Jubilee Year?
Every 25 years, the Catholic Church holds a Jubilee Year. All members of the global church family are called to participate in this holy year. It is a time to grow in our faith and prayer life. It is also an opportunity for us to re-establish a proper relationship with God, with one another, and with all of creation. Key aspects of the Jubilee Year include how we treat one another and how we live out Jesus' mission.
As James mentioned, the Jubilee Year occurs every 25 years, making this year a very special one.
We are lucky to be able to celebrate the Jubilee Year as a Catholic school. Now, James, could you tell us, what are Pilgrims of Hope?
Pilgrims trust God's plan and find strength in his promises, even in hard times. Hope reminds us that God is always with us, giving courage to move forward and seek change. Pilgrims show kindness and forgiveness, offering second chances to those in need, like prisoners. Pilgrims journey together, supporting one another in faith and love. They work for justice, peace and dignity, trusting in God's power to bring renewal and goodness.
The main destination for the Pilgrims of Hope this year is the Vatican City in Rome. That's why the plane tickets are so expensive. Athena, have you seen the life-size statue in the chapel? We know that this symbol can mean many different things to many different people. In your case, what does it represent?
On the logo, there's an anchor at the end of a cross. This shows that God's love is unwavering, and I believe that it's really important that the figures are holding on to the anchor, as it shows that no matter how far astray we go from our faith, there will always be God's love there.
And James, what is your interpretation of this symbol?
The symbol reminds us that we are pilgrims searching for hope. Now the waves represent when times are tough and when times can be difficult for us and we find times hard for other people.
Just to build on what James said, the waves have many different, it's actually quite a discussed topic. The waves, some, like James, think that they represent the ups and downs of people's lives when they truly do need God's love to help them through. Others believe that they are what keep boats afloat and what will keep our hope afloat like a boat. Okay guys, on to Athena.
The Jubilee Year was introduced by Pope Francis. Unfortunately, Pope Francis has gone into hospital. So now I will say the Jubilee prayer for the intentions of Pope Francis and for the intentions of many who are struggling during this Jubilee Year. God, our loving Father, in this Jubilee Year, you remind us of all our calls to love creation. Help us to work together to replant, repair, and renew. Guide us on our journey as pilgrims of hope. Jesus, our light, in this Jubilee Year, you remind us of our call to love our neighbours and to set free those who suffer. Help us to treat everyone with dignity, to be fair, forgiving and kind. Guide us on our journey as pilgrims of hope. Holy Spirit, our inspiration, in this Jubilee Year, you remind us of our call to grow in faith and love. Help us to hear you in scripture, to see Jesus in others, and to be united as God's global far. Guide us on our journey as pilgrims of hope. Amen.
This prayer has many important things which we must remember throughout this whole year. And everyone, let's keep praying for Pope Francis that he gets better, and everyone may also pray for their own personal intentions as well. Thank you. This is all from our St. Joseph's podcast today.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and thank you to James talking to us about the Pilgrims of Hope and the importance. We hope that you'll listen to our next one. Thank you.